Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her ass. She would merengue and do the cha-cha.
Hello. God bless all of you for coming here from all over the world to honor and celebrate my Charlie.
Love that, my Charlie. And this is a woman who has just now entirely been thrust into the limelight. I mean, she was, you know, Miss Arizona before, so it's not like she's unaccustomed to being in public. But, you know, the weight of a massive organization, inheriting a legacy, talking in public, and, I mean, you know, talking in front of 100 people, talking in front of 1,000 people, talking in front of 90,000 people. It's different. It's just different.
And what he chose to speak about that day was his submission to the will of God. He quoted one of his favorite Bible verses, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Here I am, Lord. Send me.
She didn't know in advance that that's what he was going to say?
After Charlie finished, I met him backstage, and I spoke to him, and I'll never forget this. I said, Charlie, baby, please talk to me next time before you say that statement. Because when you say something like that, there is so much power in that verse. When you say, here I am, Lord, use me, God will take you up on that.
Yeah.
And he did with Charlie.
It's such a wife comment, such a great wife comment, you know, because what any married man who's been married for a while will tell you is, you know, you ask me to do something and what do I say? Let me check, you know, because we're a team, right? I don't, you know, make sudden announcements. She doesn't make sudden announcements. We don't do things without consulting each other. And so to just go up on stage and, you know, out loud say, here I am, Lord, send me. She's like, baby. Born of faith, born of the belief that saying that matters, it's significant, it's powerful, it's scary. You know, hey, just could we maybe talk this over first, you know?
11 days ago, God accepted that total surrender from my husband and then called him to his side. More than anything, Charlie wanted to do not his will, but God's will. And over these past 11 days, through all the pain, never before have I found as much comfort as I now do in the words of our Lord's Prayer, Thy will be done. Mm.
Mm. Also, scary words, right? Because, the Lord prayed those words and taught the disciples to pray those words, and everybody but John got martyred for their faith. So, you know, thy will be done is, you know, what we tend to think is thy will be done is like, but like my will, please, you know, when, oh man, thy will be done is also a powerful one. And, you know, she talked about how it was very quick that the sheriff or the coroner or whoever was telling her, oh, the sheriff tried to get her not to see the body, but the coroner basically said, look, if he'd have been right in the doctor's office and got shot like this, he was dead instantly. He was immediately with the Lord. There was no pain, no suffering.
Most of all, God's mercy and God's love have been revealed to me these past 10 days. After Charlie's assassination, we didn't see violence. We didn't see rioting. We didn't see revolution. Instead, we saw what my husband always prayed he would see in this country. We saw revival.
Love that. And even in this ceremony, you saw that. But just, yeah, This is powerful. And, you know, I'm not going to play the whole comment, but, you know, I thought it was a very interesting when she talked about Charlie's idea that every decision you make marks your soul and that what we need to continuously do is mark our souls for Christ again and again and again by making decisions towards his will. A beautiful concept. Love that. She also talked a lot about marriage, which I thought was wonderful. It was absolutely the appropriate thing for the wife to do.
And someone once asked me how Charlie and I, how we kept our marriage so strong when he was busy traveling.
It's a great question.
And our little secret, it was love notes. Every Saturday, Charlie wrote one for me, and he never missed a Saturday.
And I know she didn't say it, but what I thought is, and then he did miss a Saturday. And another Saturday. 437-1620. We'll come back to this in a second because she had a lot to say. It was very it's on our Facebook page if you want to watch it for yourself. If you didn't happen to see this yesterday, I know some of you may have been like John watching football. I get it. It's a lot. It's like 4 hours, 5 hours long. It was very, very long. But her speech was well worth watching. That's why I'm covering it today. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 to Garson Point Bridge are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Erica Kirk's speech yesterday at the event in Glendale, Arizona at the Cardinal Stadium or State Farm Stadium, I guess it's called
State
now.
State Farm, yeah.
I don't know, whatever. It's just like, you know, it'll always be the Bank One ballpark to me. It'll always be the Bob, even though I think it's now Chase Field, you know, where the Diamondbacks play.
Yes, it's Chase Field.
Because you learn a name and then it's that name. I mean, you can change the name, but you don't get to change the name. You know, it's Three Mile Bridge, okay? It's Three Mile Bridge. Anyway, back to her comments yesterday.
To all the men watching around the world, accept Charlie's challenge and embrace true manhood. Be strong and courageous for your families. Love your wives and lead them. Love your children and protect them. Be the spiritual head of your home. But please be a leader worth following. Your wife is not your servant. Your wife is not your employee. Your wife is not your slave. She is your helper. You are not rivals. You are one flesh working together for the glory of God.
I will tell you this, listening to her talk about marriage and Christianity, I felt like I need to be a better husband. I need to be a better Christian. I need to be a better talk show host. You know, it was great. It wasn't a sermon, but it was a sermon, right? It was fantastic.
Women, I have a challenge for you too.
Here we go.
Be virtuous. Our strength is found in God's design for our role. We are the guardians. We are the encouragers. We are the preservers. Guard your heart. Everything you do flows from it. And if you're a mother, please recognize that is the single most important ministry you have.
Yeah. Something that's incredibly countercultural, and certainly on college campuses where Charlie spoke a lot. But yes, that message, absolutely. Now, this is the one, if you did not watch the speech, I don't want to tell you what's coming, but this is the be ready moment, okay? So, you know, get a good grip on your steering wheel. I don't know how to tell you, but just, you know, this is the one maybe you weren't expecting.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
you know, she's barely keeping it together. I mean, she's wiping tears continuously throughout this.
That young man.
That young man.
That young man. On the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That man. That young man. I forgive him.
I normally don't play a lot of applause. You know, in fact, I'll usually shorten the applause just for radio purposes, but I wanted you to hear her weeping as she's doing the most Christian thing that anybody ever does, which is to forgive those who have wronged you terribly. 11 days after her husband was killed, she gets on stage in front of millions of people, virtually, and 100,000 in attendance at least, and prays to forgive the man that murdered her husband. And says that he was the kind of person that her husband was willing to die for and was trying to reach. Bravo.
I forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do. The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love and always love. Love for our enemies and love for those who persecute us.
Absolutely. I mean, the teaching of Scripture is 100% clear that that's true.
The First Amendment of our Constitution is the most human amendment. We are naturally talking beings, naturally believing beings. And the First Amendment protects our right to do both. No assassin will ever stop us from standing up to defend those rights, ever.
And as she ended, and just, again, it's well worth watching the whole thing, even though you've heard sort of the highlights from me, because it's incredibly moving. It's a deeply passionate, emotional, faithful demonstration of what Christianity looks like when it's done the right way.
Choose prayer. Choose courage. Choose beauty. Choose adventure. Choose family. Choose a life of faith. Most importantly, choose Christ.
And I just love her. Just it to me, it's a small thing, but sometimes the little things are the most beautiful. I love the way she talks about her, just the little ways she talks about her husband.
I love you, Charlie, baby.
I love you, Charlie, baby.
And I will make you proud. God bless you all, and God bless America.
And now she's going to run the organization. I assume she's going to do the speaking. That doesn't necessarily mean that she will be the debating one. I mean, there's probably other people that they're going to, you know, put into that role. She may not be a debater per se, or even that format of presentation may change. I don't know, but yeah, it was amazing. I was really glad that she did that. And next hour we'll talk about Trump. We're kind of going chronologically. There were lots of other people who spoke, but the last three were J.D. Vance, and then who I talked about last hour, and then Erica Kirk. Going to talk about this hour. And next hour we'll talk about President Trump. And honestly, in the end, I wish it would have just ended there. I do. Or I wish they would have and you can't put the president not last, you know, but what she did was so good. 624 on News Radio 92.3. I had somebody text me and say, I'm not even a religious person, but wow, yeah. That was amazing. And yeah, exactly right. All right, 624 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, what to buy, what make, what model, what, you know, okay, go to Frontier Motors. One of the things about Frontier is it's like all of the different varieties of cars, all the different kinds, you know, the SUV and the minivan and the truck and the sports car, all in one place. But for each one, since they've got 300 different cars and trucks on the lot, and they're all almost new, you know, one or two or three, maybe 4 years old and 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. But it's all the variety. So you can see the 8 or 10 or 20 or 40 sedans that they have, or the 30 trucks, or the, you know, and compare them all side by side and see, okay, well, I like this, but I wish I'd get it in that color. Or I like this, but I'd like it with fewer miles. I'm willing to pay more. Or, you know, I'd like to have it maybe a few more miles because I'm willing to pay less. Whatever, they can go looking for it for you. They go buy cars all the time for people, kind of like your personal shopper. So if you find what you want, they can go looking for you. If they have what you want, well, you can just go ahead and buy it. And I'll tell you, the way they approach it is they want to see you again and again. And, you know, not right away, but when you're ready for that next vehicle, you bring one in 4 or 5 years later, and then, you know, they'll find you one that's almost new again. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John, you're hearing this for the first time, right?
Yes. Yes. Powerful.
What can you say? She said it so well.
Yeah.
How do the roads look?
Well, no accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly even through that construction zone. I'm not seeing any delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Grab your blanket or lawn chair and get ready to relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Float Like a Buffalo Band, playing rock with funk, ska, reggae, and jam influences to make a unique sound that's impossible not to dance to. Catch it all this Tuesday night at 7 with Bands on the Beach. Just remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
What? It made me think of Wonder Twin Powers.
Why? Is that a Wonder Twin Powers activate sound effect?
I know, but...
What is it a sound effect of, John? No.
No, you have me completely.
Come on.
You have me completely.
Okay. All right. Let me. I give you one more chance because this cannot be. Hold on. Let me. I'm going to recue it. There we go. Oh. Oh, my heart.
Just go to David real quick. Just David. Hello, David.
Good David morning. Wayne is in the newsroom who certainly can identify that sound effect from the 1970s.
Zoinks.
No, well, that's a totally different show, too. Go on, David. Tell us your headlines.
Well, I'm sorry. We're awaiting a big announcement on autism from the White House today. President Trump made the announcement at Charlie Kirk's memorial service, which we've been hearing about this morning. And he said he believes they have found an answer to autism, which the announcement is expected to link autism in children to the use of Tylenol during pregnancy. Apparently, Las Vegas is really...
You sure it's not going to be Alka-Seltzer?
Ooh, boy, that'd be a twist.
Tums?
That'd be a twist.
Overuse of acetaminophen? Is that Tylenol? I can't remember. I think that is.
Yeah,
okay, all right. There it goes. Tylenol, yeah. I failed that joke. All right, go on.
We've looped all the way back around now. Las Vegas is holding its first ever fabulous five-day sale, apparently, with deals on resorts, entertainment, and food if you're interested in making a trip to Las Vegas. And today is the autumnal equinox, the first day of fall for Earth's northern hemisphere. At this point in the planet's annual orbit, the sun appears directly over the equator.
All right, very good. And it has nothing to do with The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. That's a deep cut. That's a Mr. Tumnus reference there. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, $6 million man.
I was getting there.
You were not getting there.
I was.
You weren't even close. At least David said he just didn't know. John. How old are you?
Younger than you.
Not by much.
Yep. But still younger.
Wonder Twin powers activate.
I died. That was just stuck in my head.
Come on now.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Speaking at a memorial service in Arizona, Erica Kirk says she forgives her husband Charlie's killer, saying it's what he would have done. She says when she see the body, Charlie had the faintest smile on his face.
And that told me something important. It revealed to me a great mercy from God in this tragedy. When I saw that, it told me Charlie didn't suffer.
She was embraced by President Trump after her speech. He announced during his speech,
"We're going to have an announcement on autism on Monday. Got to be Monday. I don't want to do it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And I think it's going to be a very important announcement. I think it's going to be one of the most important things that we will do."
That's at 4 p.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3 71. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. In Pensacola, a three-year-old girl's in critical condition after being hit by a car. That happened on Highway 29 in the southbound lanes near Herman Avenue yesterday morning. FHP says the car was driven by a 42-year-old Pensacola woman. She was not hurt. Her passenger was not hurt. The child was taken to the hospital in critical condition. The case remains under investigation. Now, the Escambia Sheriff's Office investigating after gunshots were fired on Pensacola Beach. That happened Saturday morning between 3:30 and 4:30 in the morning. Investigators say that was reported by a security guard at a nearby hotel. One parked car was damaged. No injuries were reported. Responding deputies said they did find shell casings in the Quiet Water Beach parking lot. No suspects have been identified. The Escambia Sheriff's Office also looking for information or looking for a suspect that fired gunshots into the air and robbed a group of kids playing dice. That happened on Friday afternoon. Deputies say the kids were playing a game of dice on West Lakeview Avenue and North T Street about 3 o'clock that afternoon when the suspect interrupted the game, demanded all the kids' money. A parent saw what was happening and confronted the man, but he then pulled a gun and fired shots into the air. Nobody was hurt. Deputies say they are still looking for that suspect. The Gulf Coast Jazz Festival in Pensacola may face its final curtain call. After wrapping up its ninth annual event Sunday, organizers are concerned after the Escambia Tourist Development Council rejected a $250,000 funding request, which they say potentially jeopardizes the festival's future.
Let's just hope we have a next year.
That is organizer William Cadillac Banks, who asked all the attendees at this year's event to support efforts to secure funding from the Escambia Board of County Commissioners. Hundreds of jazz fans attended the festival. The TDC said they denied the funding request because it was just too much money for the number of people who attend the event each year. Well, a startling incident in Lake County. A black bear reportedly entered a home, resulting in chaos for family and pets that lived there. Officials say that bear got in through a garage where it was trapped by an automatic garage door. The bear then damaged some items in the garage, and the interior door got into the house. Family members and pets startled the animal, which then darted into a bathroom where family members closed the door and trapped it. Homeowner Zeke Clark shot the bear to subdue it. They say they drug it out of the home. Florida's FWC officers responded and put the animal down. Well, a man's dead after a deputy involved shooting in Broward County. This happened near Fort Lauderdale last night. The sheriff's office there says deputies responded to a call about a disturbance involving a firearm. They found an armed man, which led to a confrontation. The deputy fired a weapon. The man was shot and died at the scene. He's not been identified. Details on the incident have not been released. 635 at News Radio, 92.3. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still no accidents to report, but just got a tip in that there's a mattress on the road in Fairfield after Lowe's when the road merges to and before Ruby Street. So just be aware of that. That's causing just a little bit of slowdowns. But other than that, I-10, I-110, they are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I think I almost hit that mattress this morning, John.
Oh, you didn't pick it up? I mean,
I was in a rush. It did not look like it was something I would personally want to sleep on either. So
okay. Well, I tried.
But yeah, watch out for that.
Yes.
It's 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3. And let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We do have a beautiful day in store for you today. Just a small 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. For Tuesday, another small 20% chance of rain. Otherwise, mostly sunny. High on Tuesday afternoon, 89 degrees. And by Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 73. Keeping that nice weather around on your Wednesday, we are going to have an 89 degree for your high with a small 20% chance of rain. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
71 right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
What are you doing every day to support your liver? If you enjoy sweets, fast food, alcohol, or take any medications, that's a vital question to ask. Hi, I'm Sherry Torkus, pharmacist and health author. For over 30 years, I've helped people make informed decisions about their health, especially concerning prevention and long-term wellness. Supporting your liver isn't just a wellness trend, it's a daily essential. That's why I recommend Active Liver by New Nordic. It's made with plant-based ingredients like milk thistle, turmeric, and globe artichoke, herbs clinically studied for their protective and restorative effects on the liver. Active Liver blends traditional herbal wisdom with modern scientific research. Not all supplements are created equal. I trust Active Liver because it's backed by science, meets strict quality standards, and delivers true daily liver support.
Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or newnordicusa.com.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee? Just download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap the app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
So I actually have several tech update items here for you. One of them is kind of a little one. It just made me laugh. So a woman who's never played the lottery before asked ChatGPT for help picking numbers and how to do it because she didn't apparently know how to do
it. No,
don't. So she asked ChatGPT, and ChatGPT was, you know it's all based on luck though, right? And she's like, I know, but help me anyway. So ChatGPT helped her pick numbers, and she won $150,000.
No. Well, you know what people are going to be doing today,
right,
Andrew.
Dear ChatGPT,
I know.
Help me pick my lotto numbers this week.
Oh, my goodness.
That one cracked me up. Then you have this other one. So you know how people use AI to cheat, right? Or excuse me, as a resource.
To help. Yeah.
To facilitate, to enhance, to assist. And lawyers have even started using ChatGPT or other forms of AI. And apparently... one set of lawyers involved in a lawsuit filed a brief that they did with AI, and unfortunately for them, the brief was filled with errors. The document was, Cozen O'Connor was the firm, two defense lawyers, District Judge David Hardy. Where was this? I don't have a location for this. Byline here is terrible. But he was looking through their brief, and he found not one, not two, but 14 citations of case law that were fictitious.
14?
Can you imagine? I mean, first of all, how do they validate? Do they look up? Do they have somebody on the staff, if you're a judge, that looks up all the citations?
I would say so.
I would hope so, because, you know, if you have fact checkers at the newspaper, you should have fact checkers. Otherwise, how do you know that these cases are real? I mean, you might know a lot of them, but what about the ones you're not familiar with? So, after being confronted, the two defense lawyers pled guilty to using AI. It's not really a crime, but whatever. And then he gave them this was their dilemma. All right, you can pay $2,500 each in financial sanctions and face removal from the case and be referred to the state bar for an ethics violation for presenting essentially plagiarism, of bad plagiarism. Or you can write a letter to your former law school dean and bar officials explaining what you did.
Whoa.
And then volunteer to speak on topics like AI and professional conduct at, you know, schools and stuff. I was an AI falsifier.
I mean, they charge enough. So
I would think that
I'll
just pay the fine. Yeah. But then again, they get a bar complaint. And maybe, you know.
I'm speaking at the schools.
Can I opt for just fall off the face of the planet right now? That's what I would
go
prefer.
Go to another state.
But none of those were the main story that I wanted to you. The Wall Street Journal took actual journalists and had them read a story and also have AI generate a story read in their voice. Mm. Remember I told you the other day I was afraid to take this test? You ready to take the test? 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Okay, so I'm going to play you both. You just don't know which one is the... I'm not going to play them side by side because I think a lot of times side by side you can tell. Okay? But when you get one first, do you know that it's... Because it's not like if an AI generates the story, they're going to give you the side by side. They're just going to give you the one and you're not going to know. Okay, so here we go. First story, I need to decide whether this is AI generated or human generated. You ready?
Hey, this is Nicole coming to you live from Tacoma, Washington. I'm here reporting on the mass migration of salmon through the Puget Sound. They appear to have mutated into half-fish, half-bear monsters. This is a dangerous situation.
Okay. AI or real?
AI.
AI? Yeah.
Hey, this is Nicole coming to you live from Tacoma, Washington.
I'm here reporting on the mass migration of salmon through the Puget Sound. They appear to have mutated into half-fish, half-bear monsters. This is a dangerous situation.
By the way, they're fake stories. I hope you understand. They're totally fake stories.
Yeah, oh, I was into the first story.
The first one was AI. The second one was the real her. Okay? But now you get how this works? All right. Next story.
It's Wilson with breaking news out of Ingolstadt, Germany. Dr. Victor Frankenstein has reportedly succeeded in bestowing animation upon lifeless matter. This is an incredible and potentially disturbing development.
AI or real? You don't know, right?
Real?
What's your guess? You got a final answer? Give me a final answer.
I'm going to say AI.
All right.
Wilson with breaking news out of Ingolstadt, Germany. Dr. Victor Frankenstein.
It was the real one. This is the fake one. Even when you're, even when you have heightened awareness,
right,
it's possible to get it wrong. Okay, third one. Ready? AI or real?
I'm Julie, light from central London. A temporal ripple hit Big Ben, causing reality to shimmer. The clock tower is manifesting fleeting glimpses of horse-drawn carriages and sleek anti-gravity vehicles. Experts are baffled by this timequake.
It's frightening, isn't it? AI
it
or real?
Really is. That's AI.
I'm Julie, live from central London.
See,
a temporal
so
ripple
richer.
Hit Big Ben, causing...
But it's so good, you're not sure. Fourth one?
No, especially when you're not.
Okay, so you're 2-1 so far.
Okay.
AI or real?
This is Christopher reporting from the salt flats of Kepler-186f. We're witnessing the planet's biannual atmospheric inversion, where the sky and the ground literally swap places. It's breathtakingly beautiful, if disorienting.
AI or real, John?
AI.
And you kind of talk yourself out of it and overcompensate. And
What do you think I've been doing?
Yeah, I know, this whole time, right?
Yeah.
What do you got?
AI.
AI. It is AI.
This is Christopher reporting from the salt flats of Kepler.
That's real.
That's real. Yeah.
We're witnessing
But
the
they,
planet-
I mean, they modeled, it was the learning off of the real reporter's reporting, right? Is, of course, what it was trying to do. Okay. Last one. You ready?
No.
Do I win a prize or something? Pride.
Okay.
I'm Anne-Marie reporting from Chicago with a shocking update. The space alien armada I described earlier was vaporized, not by our defenses, but by a rival fleet. It appears we are in the middle of an interstellar turf war.
AI or real?
That's real.
Because?
I could hear the...
The vocal inflection. The saliva.
Yeah.
The AI has not figured out how to do that yet.
No.
I'm Anne-Marie reporting from Chicago with a shocking update. The space alien armada I described earlier was vaporized, not by our defenses, but by a rival fleet. It appears we are in the middle of an interstellar turf war.
But if it weren't for that, that one's really good. That one's scary good. So you want 4-1? I also missed one, too. I don't think we've missed the same one. We missed a different one, you and I. But
which one did you miss?
The fourth one, I think, if I remember correctly. It's been a couple days since I did this, so... Yeah, cool. 6:45 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family.
And try Vicks Vapo Shower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Looking for a new home or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, by the way, what kind of a name is Poon?
Comanche Indian.
Tony Newsom, your Gulf South Conference Special Teams Player of the Week, will stand at his own 47-48-yard line. He took one back 56 yards last week for a touchdown. He'll be looking to do that again. About 2 yards deep in his own end zone. Frey gets a good one. Wobbly, but hanging up in the air. Newsom backs up. There's traffic all around him. He gets bumped into. He muffs it, and North Greenville comes up with it.
Oh, man. Early on in the Argos game against North Greenville at North Greenville, Tony Newsom muffs a punt, and the North Greenville recovers. They get a field goal out of that, so it's 3-0. Two plays later, UWF.
They'll run it on second down. No, they pull it out of the belly, fire over the middle. He's got Holloway. Holloway, 50, 40, 30. They're not going to catch him. Touchdown, Argos. Argos come up with the big play, and they answer quickly as Marcus Stokes.
Marcus Stokes, 68 yards. Man, incredible. To Tyree Holloway, second play of the drive. UWF gets, you know, basically, they have North Greenville's got the ball, and they're punting it to UWF. I remember that same name, Tony Newsom.
Good punt last time. This one is deep. It's taken by Newsom this time. No interference in front of him at his own 25. Breaks the first tackle to the 30, to the 35. He's got a wall on the sideline. 50. Cuts it back inside. They're going to get him in North Greenville territory down to the Trailblazers 40. So a great return.
Huge return, making up for the previous muff punt. They get a touchdown out of that, but they missed the point after, so it's 13-3. Then a little bit later on in the second quarter, they get another touchdown with Jay Sharp. And there was a huge play prior to that, a big long play before that. But, you know, Corey Scott should have gotten a touchdown, but he got ruled down at the one. Anyway, 19-3 at that point. And, you know, Brogan misses a point after. So they were having trouble with the kicking game. So you get into the third quarter. Okay, you get into the third quarter. And, again, they're leading. Okay, it's 19-3. But Greenville
pulls it, rolls to his right. He's got pressure coming, fires to the end zone, has a man, touchdown. It's Rashid.
They get a touchdown, and they get the 2 points after. So they go from 19-3 to 19-11. Another fourth quarter at this point. 6 minutes left to go in the game. Down 19-11, North Greenville with the ball.
Second down now, Ramirez. Puts Bennett on his right shoulder. The Argos walk-up pressure, throws it, has a man, touchdown. Fires it across the field. It's that guy again, Rashid. His second 6-yard touchdown catch here in the second half. And they were a 2-point conversion away from tying this football game.
They did not get the 2-point conversion. So it was 19-17 at that point. And this brings us to the UWF Argos football play of the week, brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar. Argos with the ball.
Stokes pulls it. He's looking deep. They're going to take a deep shot. They've got a man. If he can get it there, he does. Big play inside the 10, finally dragged down. Beautiful throw, beautiful catch as he finds Quinn Seeger. And Seeger comes up with his first big catch of the year. Beautiful ball by Stokes. Quinn had about 2 or 3 steps on the defender. And the Argos now flip the field.
That led to a touchdown. That put the Argos up by 8 at that point, 25-17. Still just one score separating them. I'll give you the final play of the game in just a second. In the meantime, as I said, that play is brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar on University Drive, just north of 9 Mile, over by the washroom on the right-hand side, the east side. Great place to play virtual sports, whether it's football or baseball or zombie disc golf. Zombie dodgeball? I'm trying to remember what was a zombie one. Anyway, disc golf and, I mean, all kinds of things that you can play there. It's great. And you bring your own golf clubs. You can use theirs. You can eat food. They've got a full course menu, delicious burgers, wings, pizza, salad, smoothies, and more. Stop by after the game, full bar, of course. So you're watching the game at home at campus, and then you can go there on your way home, or just stop by anytime. Rent them by the hour for, you know, if you want to go in there and play, or you can just go in there for food and drink. Either way, play, practice, and party at Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, located on University Parkway by the UWF campus. Go online at bogeysgolfsuites.com. So the last play, North Greenville had it, okay? And they're trying to get into the end zone, and they have several tries. I think it was on first and goal. They're trying to get in.
Ramirez takes the snap. He's back to pass. He's got pressure coming. They are not going to get him.
Second
he fires
goal.
It. He's got a man in the end zone. Oh, it's knocked loose. The receiver had it, and then a big hit comes in from one of the DBs. I think it's Walker Robinson, actually, the linebacker. Kobe Clinton was there.
They got the ball knocked out. Otherwise, it would have been a touchdown, and it could have been with a two-point conversion, a tied game. So last play of the game, 3 seconds to go, fourth and goal. North Greenville is down by 8, but threatening.
3 seconds left from the 8-yard line. Dylan Ramirez brings the Trailblazers to the line of scrimmage, trailing by 8, 25-17 our score. The ball game on the line. Ramirez back to pass. Here comes the pressure. They're going to get him. They sack him. No, he lets it loose towards the corner of the end zone. Touchdown! Oh, my God. He finds O'Sullivan in the end zone. No, wait a second. They're going to say he was down. The ball game is over. I got a feeling there's going to be a look at this. I don't know what happened here. Ramirez throws it to the end zone. He has O'Sullivan, the running back, back in the corner of the end zone. He catches it. But the officials are already headed to the locker room. That's the ball game, folks. Ramirez was down. They're going to say he was sacked. I'm watching the replay here. He gets chased out of the pocket. Eli Webb has him. And he's going to the ground. The knee is, he's not down. He was not down. Wow. That's a touchdown.
Now, when Will Kennedy watched it like for the fifth time, it looks like he had his knee down first, then came up and threw the ball. So it was the correct call. But for a minute, I'm like, oh, no. What's going to happen here? So Argos win barely on a very close defensive stand in the end by 8 points. A team that we have never lost to. And our field goal game is not very good. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Oh, I have to follow that one, huh? Okay, so Highway 29 southbound, if you're headed toward 9 Mile Road, expect maybe a 5 to 7 minute just congestion delay in that area. Also, I-10 eastbound getting onto I-110 over the overpass. You're going to see some minor delays because it's down to one lane. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
I'll tell you what, though, seeing Grogan struggle, It makes you appreciate when you've got a good kick, when you've got a good field goal kicker.
You take them for granted, really.
You know the field goal kicker is like the tech crew in a theater production.
Mm-hmm.
You only notice them when they screw up. Nobody ever notices the sound crew when it goes right. Like the goal of the light and the sound and everybody is nobody thinks about you. Same thing for the kicker. It's like they're never the hero. I mean, they can be the hero at the end play or whatever, but typically, you know, it's when they have trouble. You're like, how hard can it be? Well, you
it's
do it.
It's pretty hard, yeah.
You try it.
A lot of pressure.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. The government getting another shot at convincing a federal judge to break up Google. Lawyers for Google and the Justice Department will return to a federal courthouse today for about a 2-week trial on how to restore competition to the advertising technology markets that Google monopolized. This comes a couple weeks after a D.C. District Court judge issued a ruling deeming Google a monopoly, but the judge denied a requested sale of Google's Chrome browser and let the company keep paying for prime distribution of browsers and phones. The man accused of shooting at an ABC TV station in California, back behind bars, set to appear in federal court today. Anibal Hernandez Santana. He was first arrested Friday after the shooting and released on bail, but was taken into custody again on Saturday for violating a federal law against interfering with government-licensed broadcast stations. And Andrew, how much would you say the American dream costs?
Ooh, like to get a house and or to retire or what slice
the
of it?
The total American dream.
I don't know. 500,000.
No, you're way off.
I don't know what you're. I don't know what you're asking.
Well, so there's a new survey out from Investopedia that says over the course of a lifetime, it will cost over $5 million to live the
American
dream.
The Shark Tank dude said you can retire on $500,000 if you're prudent.
Well, that's just retirement. That's only one piece of it. There's also home ownership.
He said owning a home.
Yeah, home ownership, raising your kids, having your retirement, taking vacations, owning pets, having a car. This whole thing. They surveyed about 1,500 people on what they thought the American dream encompassed.
Buying steak
instead of
hamburger,
sure. Right, yeah, all of that stuff. They say it's over $5 million across a lifetime to live the American dream. So there you go.
Oh, if you're a wage earner, by the way, in Florida, the minimum wage is getting ready to go up to $14 an hour at the end of this month. So you get a raise in 9 days, I guess, something like that. So, and then it'll go up to 15 again, and then it'll go up based on the cost of living every year after that. Federal wage minimum, still $7.25.
Local Talk in the Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3.